Tens of thousands of anti-government protesters joined Buddhist monks on their sixth day of marching through Myanmar's largest city of Yangon. It was the biggest public protest the nation has seen since a 1988 pro-democracy uprising that was brutally crushed by the military junta. Marching for more than 5 hours, the 1,000 monks finished their peaceful protest by walking to the street where democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi is under house arrest. Blocked there by anti-riot police, they made no effort to push past, but held vigil, chanting a Buddhist prayer with the words, "May there be peace." Lydia O'Kane reports.
The maroon-robed monks began another day of protests with prayers at the Shwedagon Pagoda, the former Burma's holiest shrine, then marched through the city. Some carried placards demanding better living conditions and national reconciliation. Even Burmese celebrities handed out food and water to protesting monks on Monday in their first public show of support. Michael Schiffer from the think tank, the Stanley Foundation, says the fact the monks are leading the demonstrations is highly significant.
Burma is a deeply, deeply religious country, and Buddhism has a real purchase as the driver of Burmese culture and Burmese political culture. And monks traditionally don't involve themselves directly in politics, and so that the monks themselves are out on the street, are protesting, really is a very strong message from the monks to the Burmese population writ large about the moral standing of the regime.
The protests began last month over a government decision to raise fuel prices. Since then, they have gathered pace and have included a walk past detained democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi's compound. But although the demonstrations up to now have been peaceful, there are fears of a repeat of 1998, when the last democracy uprising was crushed by the military and some 3,000 people were killed. I'm Lydia O'Kane.